Listen to a lecture in a class on sports medicine.
Good morning. We've been discussing a number of medical problems suffered by athletes. Yesterday, we discussed heat exhaustion. And today, we'll discuss a condition that primarily concerns winter sports participants. This condition is hypothermia. First, we'll discuss what hypothermia is. Then we'll discuss when it occurs. And finally, we'll discuss its treatment. Hypothermia occurs when the core body temperature falls below its normal range. Please note that I said hypo, not hyper. Hypo means below, while hyper means above, and thermia refers to temperature. So hypothermia, what we're talking about today, is a temperature that's below normal. Now, what do you think happens to a person suffering from hypothermia? Well, victims of hypothermia suffer from a decreased heart rate, decreased blood pressure, slow and shallow breathing, and eventually a lack of consciousness. In a severe case of hypothermia, the victim's heart stops, the brain ceases to function, and death ensues. You can see hypothermia in anyone who's been exposed to cold for an extended period of time. Now, who do you think might suffer from hypothermia? Well, skiers, ice skaters, rock climbers, and the like can become hypothermic. Participants in summer water sports also run the risk of hypothermia. Snorkeling, water skiing, surfing, and the like involve staying in water for an extended period of time. If the water's cold, people can become hypothermic. A less obvious place to look for hypothermia is among the elderly, who can even be affected indoors. Although this group is beyond the scope of sports medicine, you should be aware that elderly people can become hypothermic even at 65 degrees Fahrenheit. Now let's discuss the treatment. So what do you think is the treatment for hypothermia? Simply put, you warm the victim up. Remember, however, that a person whose temperature has fallen 5 degrees below normal will experience heat at a lower level, a lower temperature than a person in the normal temperature range. So you don't want to warm a victim of hypothermia too quickly. There are three basic methods for warming a victim of hypothermia. One method is a bath. The water should be tepid at first. You can warm the water up as the patient's core temperature rises. Another method is wrapping the patient in warm blankets. Finally, if neither a tub nor blankets are available, two people can lie as close as possible to the victim until help arrives. You should also be aware that victims of severe hypothermia must be handled gently because the heart is unstable when it's cold and can easily go into cardiac arrest. That's all for today. Hopefully you have a better understanding of the causes and treatment of hypothermia now. Tomorrow, we'll discuss the treatment of muscle injuries.